It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 784.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Yes.
Happy Georgie Boy hump day episode released.
Yep.
It's very good. For people who are not in Victoria, starting tonight.
11:59.
Victorians are going back into lockdown.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it feels a bit different this time.
Mm-hmm.
I went and did the whole last coffee at a coffee shop that I go to.
Your energy seems low.
Oh, I think I've worked from home most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Bodie's waiting to get a COVID test back. Doesn't, like, he's got none of the symptoms, but you just, there's new rules. You can't take a kid to daycare if they've got a snotty nose. Usually it's where you offload them when they do have a snotty nose, because you don't want them at home.
Uh-huh.
But the rules have changed, and so you literally have to pay money to keep him home. Okay. It's the biggest rort having a kid, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it is a bit annoying, isn't it?
Anyway,
is that your bit of advice?
Yeah, that's one of them.
The TDTS quote.
No,
biggest rort having a kid.
No, but it's funny. We got him tested on Monday. It's Wednesday. I thought the result would have come back. But maybe because they've done rapid testing, like shitloads of it the last few days. 26,000, I think, in one day yesterday. Oof. It's probably a backlog. Probably a fair few people.
There was around, 120 odd new cases?
133.
And so, for people who aren't aware, 6 weeks. It's going to be similar to last time. Things like gyms, all of that are closing.
Mm.
But we're deciding that we're going to come into work, do the podcast, keep it nice and easy.
Yeah.
We've got our distance. We've got, I mean, that's probably.
Yeah, we need to work on this, don't we?
Shot. Yeah. But, hand sanitizer,
all
that stuff. It's all
right. We got till tomorrow.
I don't know. Yeah,
before legally. It's definitely not how COVID works. Oh, look, I will let you guys off this time.
We've got a couple of hours left. Yeah.
Look, I'll infect you tomorrow. But it's a weird one because I think it sparked back up the feelings that I had going into the last one, which was unknown, unsure about anything.
Your shot's annoying me a little bit. Can you move more over to your left. Right, please?
What?
There we
go. That's better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's good.
Bringing up all of those past feelings, and you see a lot of people on social media in Victoria talking about mental health and, you know, posting Lifeline's number, reach out. And I think it's very quick, the getting out of that hole, or so it seemed for a lot of people, because life just started again in some way or started to rebuild, and now it's shutting back down for a lot of us. And so I think it's apparent that people will be struggling with their mental health.
My mental health is good, actually. Thank you for asking.
Why do you think it's good, even though we're going back into something like this?
I like ambiguity, but I also feel like it's clearer than what it's been because I've thought that it was going to happen. When decisions are made, I feel better.
Yeah.
And so at least we have 6 weeks.
You actually did say earlier in the week, Thursday, before.
Well, yeah, I just thought that based on the Tuesday thing, they would get everyone out of the I mean, there's only a certain amount of things that they can do.
Mm.
And with all of these things, it's just we have examples around the world and things that are happening and what happened last time. But also, if you have enough guesses, you're right.
I think the one thing that is apparent is people complaining about it. I know it's fucked. It's fucked for everyone. Mm-hmm. We've lost work. We've lost thousands of dollars of business just in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Might happen down the future.
That was
the
before
future.
COVID, wasn't it?
It might happen in the future. Like literally today, emails about shit not happening. But it's out of our control, and you can blame Big Ears. You can blame Daniel Andrews. You can blame the government and look at it as this political thing. But it's like these are people who haven't had to make these calls before.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for them as humans that are needing to make decisions that impact everybody. Fuck that position.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Well,
I'll never be that guy.
Yeah.
I do it for my son. I do it for my son, and that's enough pressure as it is.
Well, I think we did have you've announced that you're never going to run for Prime Minister. I think
I'm putting it in as well, also Premier. I won't be Premier.
Okay.
Won't be the Premier.
George might, though.
Definitely not. But I was thinking this year is like the first year that I've ever known the names of Premiers.
Yeah. Steve Brax, Victorian Premier?
No.
And then his son's Nick Brax?
No, I think that might have just been sort of your circle.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know Nick. I know Nick now, but I didn't know Nick back then. He's my age, but I just knew for he was just a big big man, big dark hair, sort of went yeah, right. silver foxish, but I just knew.
was it model
Robert Doyle? No, he was the.
Robert Doyle was a Lord Mayor.
Lord Mayor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lord Mayor, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I mean,
actually
yeah.
did a fun fact. I did a what would be described as a slight smear campaign against Robert Doyle.
Did you?
For another Lord Mayor campaign. So it was 2008.
Yeah.
Someone was going for Lord Mayor, and a PR firm hired me to create a video called "Where's Robert Doyle?" And I went around Melbourne asking people. I got my mate to ask, "Have you seen Robert Doyle?" And the end of the joke is we went to 3AW because he was famously only going and doing interviews at 3AW. And we said, "Have you seen Robert Doyle?" And we had faces of him, and then we put it out onto YouTube. And but interestingly, when you are doing that on behalf of someone, it needs to have at the end, this is, what is it, endorsed or what, you know, yeah, at the yeah. end,
spoken by.
Yeah. And so one of the PR people, like one of their friends just did it like in Queensland, so it couldn't be like connected.
And so what was it to, what was the point of it?
If you actually Googled it, it would come up. And so it was to highlight that Robert Doyle wasn't speaking to any to media.
Yeah.
Except 3AW.
Yeah, so he's very biased.
But I understand that it's tough, and that's why I wanted to give you babies something. I wanted to give you all a gift to try and bring your moods back.
Okay. No, that's good. I won't poke holes at when you decided to do this purchase.
Okay. Why?
Was it before lockdown or?
No, I decided on my walk in.
Oh, that's fucking amazing. I thought you might have got a delivery on Monday.
No.
You're doing it today.
No.
Oh, great. Mate,
this was literally, I was, you know, this is the closest I'll have to having a kid. I was sort of in line at somewhere and I saw something for everyone and I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah. Was it Oz Post?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Beg your pardon. Jeez, you guys are rude.
Is it a joint present?
No, it's not a joint thing. No, you all get one each.
Oh, amazing.
This is lovely.
All right.
Okay. So I'll give you a bit of a backstory or some thoughts. So.
Definitely Oz Post. Sorry, go on.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Where every horrible dad buys presents for their kids.
It's tough. All right. It's tough times. So.
You got your books, though, delivered?
Yeah, I know. And you guys don't have any books. No, so I was thinking a pain point of mine has been around my good pens.
Good pens, yep.
So I have some really good pens, and what I don't like is that I can't just have them laying around.
I didn't know this. I haven't heard you mention this. I know you've had pen problems before at other offices.
Yeah, no, I've got it.
I was taking, yes. You ended up marking one.
And I got security cameras, footage of him taking my pen.
Yeah. Took him to court.
But can we also clarify, is it the board pens?
No, it's not the whiteboard pens. These are the Uniball pens that they write like fountain pens, but they're sort of a traditional.
Grey ones?
Yeah, they've got the lid, yes.
Oh, I've been using them.
So, they are good pens.
I am the problem.
And so I don't like that. But also the other thing too is with COVID, we can't be sharing pens.
Sure.
So that's one frustration of the cafe that I went to on the weekend. It's like we're fucking handing around a pen to fill out. It's like I would never normally be at a cafe where everyone basically, like it's the, everyone, make sure you touch the stick. Mm. That's essentially what they're doing to get everyone's names, but it's not COVID safe.
Surely oh, that's a they're great wiping point. It down.
I don't think, surely they're not. No, I reckon you're giving people too much credit.
The only way you could get around it is someone saying, hand sanitize before you use it.
Yeah.
The cafe I went to on the weekend, it was a you scan in.
So there's no touching. McDonald's?
QR code.
No, yeah. Sir Charles in Fitzroy.
Oh, yeah. I like Sir Charles. Have you tried their Scotch eggs? Yeah, like the eggs that's crumbed. Is
that's
Scotch
what I had. Eggs Benedict.
It's yum, isn't it?
Sir Charles Benedict, beautiful.
It's not upset.
On roti bread.
Back to your present.
No, it's nice.
Okay. Anyway, so the presents. Yeah. So here are the presents. Pen you ready?
Problem. Yep. All right. So he's got the pen problem. He's laid out. He's pulling up his jacket.
I put him in my jacket. That's a real dad thing, don't you think?
He's gone to my jacket.
It's in my jacket. Hang on. So it's in my North Face jacket, everyone. So, all right. So before I take them out, so you're all going to have to pick one. So this is what's going to be interesting. Okay. You're going to all have to
really?
Pick.
Can you, what's the vibe?
And
for
so
picking?
This is a personal expense. This wasn't a big media company expense.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Sorry, is it first in
best dress?
Yeah. What are we? How we are we just sort talk of about?
It. Okay, close your eyes. Everyone, close your eyes.
All right. All right. Okay. Don't throw it at my face.
No, I won't.
I feel like it's going to be something thrown.
Are you walking around, Josh?
No. Okay. All right, now, everyone, open your eyes. All right, so. Right.
They're little.
What I've gotten. Can you describe what it is,
it's a, TJ? It's a duck. A duck's lips and little little googly eyes and this little plastic hair. It's on the end of a what? A pen.
It's a pen. So what I've done is to be COVID safe, I want this to be a fun time the next 6 weeks. And so what I've done is I've gotten some pens, but I've also picked 4 different colours. And so what I would prefer, I'm going to keep using my uni ball. You'll see we've got 4. I'll keep using the pens that I have. But you will all get to pick a colour. So who?
Great.
What colours does everyone want?
How about this? What's your favourite colour, George?
In
general.
General orange.
Okay, Jess, what's your favourite colour?
Maybe like a yellow.
What's your favourite colour, Sevs?
Blue.
And I'm blue. So we're going to clash of the blues.
I'm happy to go purple.
Sure. I would have gone
mind
purple,
green.
But
which one of you is taking the pink one?
Oh, I'd take the pink one for sure.
Okay, you can have the pink one.
Okay, so which color? So what color are you getting? You want
I'll
yellow?
Have the yellow greeny
so
one.
It almost looks like Big Bird, Lime. The yellow one, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
And so they've, So what does everyone think of their presence?
It looks like a dart, a giant dart. You could almost send it. Send it.
No, I'm not. No,
we'll have them after. And so that's good.
They smell like rubber,
and they'll probably write like shit. Smells like rubber, writes like shit.
But so the thing is that these need to. There's no losing these things.
You're not losing that. It could double as a fishing, what do you call it? Part of the tackle, like the
bait,
a lure.
The lure. It could be a lure. You could legit use it as a lure, but you're not allowed to fish in Victoria.
They should make uniball ones like that.
No fishing. Yeah.
So
they shouldn't.
No, they definitely should. No one would steal them.
Yeah, but very off brand.
Yes, Jess.
How do you feel about us taking them to client meetings?
Well, I think you have to, yes. Like, that's the idea.
So, we've got
idea.
Big media company coming in to talk to us today about this
and
running a strategy session to launch.
Definitely. I think that this would actually potentially be a bit of a differentiating
get us across the
factor.
Line.
It's a peacock move.
Yeah, I think that's great. And because you all have them, I won't have it, obviously, because there was only 4 different colours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Seth Godin would probably get around this.
You can imagine.
Quirky Seth dude loves this kind of shit.
How much were they a pop?
Rude to ask, but it was $3.90 each.
That's pretty primo.
Pretty primo. I mean, it said Oz Post. You were right, yes.
It's very cheap.
But the lady behind the counter, she was confused by the whole thing. She
what
said,
do you mean?
She said,
confused that someone would buy.
I had 4 of them. And because they ask, like, how much were they?
Yes.
And I'm always honest. I tell them.
Oh, you think they're not in the system?
No, literally took out a calculator, which I'm sure that she bought from Ozpost. It was part of their stock.
Yeah.
And she said, how much was it? I said, $3.90.
Yeah.
And she said, what is it? She goes, for disco. She thought it was a disco. And I said, no, it's a pen. Oh. And she's like, they're great.
Yeah. So meanwhile, the ink's probably dried up because the turnover of those products is going to be low.
I will say I'll use nothing but that pen. Moving forward.
Yeah, same. I actually need a new pen.
Mine needs a haircut. Mine's...
Well, you can trim your
hair. You have got one.
The stray hair.
Oh, yeah. Let's give you a haircut.
I want to
turn it around.
I'm going to give mine a mullet. So
Oh, my God. It looks like my ear hair, doesn't it?
Yeah. just a stray.
I'm going to give... Yeah, mine's getting a mullet.
Okay.
Party up the back.
Well, just be careful. Don't ruin them.
Business at the front.
I made sure. So, I actually had 2 because I was being very careful, being COVID, just... I knew that as soon as I touched them, I had to buy them. Mm. So I was very careful. Fuck. But I touched one and realized that it didn't have the protector and so that it was probably dried up ink. And so I got one to make sure.
I like that. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the present.
No, that's all
right.
We
got nothing for you. But yesterday we were upstairs and I heard your computer go off and I looked over and I was like, on your screen, I was like, fuck, that looks like my Instagram inbox. And I was like, are you logged into my Instagram? How can you see how can you see my DMs of my personal Instagram? And then you're like, oh no, it's through your Facebook. And then I was like, oh, hang on, let me just work this out. oh, I made you an admin when I got my when I realized that I still had access to my likes page. I made you an admin instantly. I didn't have an Instagram at that point. It'd been wiped.
Mm.
And then my Instagram got activated again, which is connected to my likes page and you're an admin of, which means you can see my inbox DMs, messages yes. now.
Which I thought was the point. I was pissed off last night when I got an email saying that I'd been taken off as admin.
Really? So after I saw that, I was like,
what are you hiding?
Absolutely nothing. But would you give me your personal Instagram yeah, sure. to be able to go through?
Definitely.
I don't think you would.
Yeah. I'll get you logged in. I mean, we've got everyone on Find Friends. I know we're like Jess is now on Find Friends.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being on Find Friends?
Have you used it yet?
Against you? No. against is probably the wrong word. Have I checked you guys out on the weekend, seeing where you are? The problem is I haven't fully ascertained your house.
Oh.
So the problem is I don't know whether you're just home. And so GB, what I love about George is he's really dialed in his whole setup. So when he is home on Find Friends, it will say home.
Yeah, actually, so need to change work because you can make it work as well.
Okay, yeah,
so easy, easy one.
Oh, look, really?
I actually I used it on you.
Really?
Yeah.
This morning or when?
No, Tuesday morning when we went out for coffee and we were meeting. No, yeah, Tuesday. Yesterday.
And you wanted to see where I was.
And I was like, I just need to see how far off he is, and that's why I texted you and I asked you if you wanted a coffee.
Mm-hmm. How good was it?
Well, see, I mean,
it's good because I was like, is he going to be late? Is he like, what's going to happen?
I was on time, but then because you said, do you want a coffee? You bought yourself an extra 5 minutes, so you were about 4 minutes late.
Two minutes late. But also, I was only late because of your coffee.
Yeah,
so.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm saying, which is fine. Yeah.
I think there is a
soy milk.
There is a version of it sort of going a little too far. Mm-hmm. I think Instagram, having access to someone's personal Instagram inbox,
mm-hmm.
is that a little bit too far. George, Jess and Mason, what do you think? How would you feel about Josh having access, regardless of if there's anything to hide, of your personal, not business, not hump day?
Yeah. Probably rather not. I mean, there's nothing. It'd be boring for you. It's literally my DM. Like, what blew my mind is when Grace moved to Melbourne, Mason's like, she's finally caught up on all her DMs. I'm like, I've never seen more than like three.
Yeah, no, she had a lot of DMs.
Yeah.
That she hadn't responded to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about you, Jess?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want you to have access, but it would be funny for you to, like, if anyone ever slid in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, obviously.
What sort of sliding happens?
Just like the occasional, hey.
Really?
Jess just wants people to slide into her.
Actually, if you could just, start directing that'd be great.
So what is your, have you thought about going public with your Instagram?
Going public?
No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Do you want people seeing everything?
Yeah.
You can change it to a business profile.
You want everyone seeing everything? I'm talking about my Instagram inbox, let alone just your feed.
And so this is the thing. I'm saying that put aside the DMs for a second. Okay. Jess needs to approve people to follow based on being a private account.
Mm-hmm. She likes to understand what's happening.
And she asks me every single time. She's asking if 3D Dill started following her. And so she's like, hey, is this 3D Dill? I said, yes. But what this process is.
Oh, you got a bloke this morning as well.
Yeah, I've had one every day this week.
A bloke.
Big time. Get our own show, George.
This is great. And so what do you like?
Tully told us yesterday that there's been a lot of blokes after, you know, listening to our episode with Tully that have been messaging her.
Really?
What's the
connections to us. And so,
really?
I think that you've become a part of the cheerleader effect. Do you know about the cheerleader effect?
Is it like the McDonald's effect?
Is this another thing that you've made up?
No. So the cheerleader effect is that people in groups tend to be more attractive, like they are deemed more attractive. So by being on an ensemble cast, you're going to get more people following based on being in the group. Does that make sense?
The fact that we've broadcast to heaps of people. That could be it too.
But you know what I mean?
How often do you think it's like if we're really to look at cheerleaders?
Well, yeah, I think, maybe it's maybe a bit misogynistic because the idea is that I remember hearing when I was at a basketball game, someone telling me about the cheerleader effect, which is like as a whole, they're all extremely attractive.
Mm. Well, I think it's
the persona,
but you actually, when you see them as individuals, they're not necessarily as attractive. And so the point being that if you go out to the club, if you're going to a club, you should go with a group.
Hang on, no, I think it's a dad the cheerleader one. So let's unpack it because cheerleaders, I know you said misogynistic, but it's like the quintessential cheerleader is a girl in a short skirt with probably blonde hair.
No, but there's always brunettes as
maybe,
well.
Maybe. But I like so you're thinking about so if, what is the version? What's the podcasters? No one would ever say it's the podcaster's effect. You know, you're looking hot. I think it's like podcasters would be more like don't want to come out of their house.
So you don't think we're not the
couple of
cheerleader.
We definitely have a couple of neck beards.
And that's so rude because he doesn't have a neck beard.
Shaved it this morning.
I mean, fuck. And I had to. I'm doing that because I'm a good boyfriend because Bree had really done a good job on the sink because there was some fucking drainage issues.
So was Amy, but I still do it.
Yeah, no, so I was being polite.
No, but yeah, I think I know what you mean. But then, but what's another group of individuals that when together, it's more attractive?
Firefighters?
True, yeah. I mean.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I guess you.
Wasn't it GB, was it your mum?
Yeah, okay. Mum loves firefighters.
She tells us she has a calendar.
Yeah.
She had the calendar, yeah, nice. Always had the calendars. But she used to work in this practice and one time a firefighter walked in. And she started getting all like, oh, shit, here we go. And she
what's going to happen?
She was talking to him for ages. Then he left and she realized that she
set a fire.
She'd had a cappuccino. So, she had like a cappuccino mark across the top lip and she was embarrassed.
Oh, no.
But she loves firefighters.
What about, because I was in the media department of the fire department.
When you were a fiery.
Yeah. So, I mean, does that get me any points?
Yeah.
No, but that has to. If that is the
you probably took the photo
podcast.
For the calendar.
No.
I'd have to wear the uniform.
It's the uniform. Uh-huh. Girls love
and the rig.
Uniform.
And the rig. Yeah, sure.
If you can't climb up a pole or down a pole or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how common the poles are now. They started to discontinue them based on safety.
Mm. When I was in Los Angeles, we walked into...
That's true. It's a fun fact.
We walked into a... like the American firefighters seem... Maybe it's just when you're in America. And I was
the siren's great.
But they're more old school, like mm-hmm. the vibe of the fire stations in the States. Actually, in saying that, a lot of the old fire stations in Victoria, there's
East
some old
Melbourne,
ones. Across the road from our studio, old mm-hmm. fire station. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Josh?
Yeah. Now fucking people just shoot up.
The arches of it where you would drive the truck in, you couldn't even fit a fucking mm-hmm. mini moke. Ridiculous.
What's a mini moke?
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea.
God. Yeah, the guy from Byron knows for sure.
What's a mini moke?
Magnetic Island. Drive around them all the time.
They're just like a...
Like a
car
island?
With no windows.
A buggy.
It looks like
a...
Yeah, but it's not a golf buggy. It's like a legit car, but just looks like a
miniature. It's a car without doors and it's got a roll cage.
Yeah.
And it's just
sometimes,
got no...
depends.
No like doors. Frame. No
you roof. Don't need a roll cage.
They've really annoyed me with the lighting you've done today. Jess is completely blown out. I'll show you how to fix it. Hang on. You keep talking. I'm just fixing it.
Okay, great. Right.
But just back to the DM stuff. What about text messages then? Would you be okay with somebody having your text messages? Like access at just when they please, they could be in bed scrolling, going back to, you know, 2012.
No, you don't want that.
So personal.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between that and
Instagram
DM?
No, I'm on your side.
No, we're 100% on your side.
I wouldn't be.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I wouldn't want. There's nothing to hide, but I probably wouldn't want it either.
Sebs, I thought it was very cute when I saw your phone yesterday. The screen lit up and I've been replaced. I used to be on there. Now Grace is there.
You used to be on there.
Oh, really?
I'm joking. I wasn't there.
Grace is on there. Yeah, hang on. Here we go.
He's upgraded the...
There you go.
What was it before? What did you have before?
I had Abby on there, my dog. Mm-hmm. And now it's Grace.
That's a nice photo.
I remember that phase in a relationship. It seems pretty quick, but you've gone very fast.
What do you mean? You're saying phase like it goes away?
The phase went before it becomes
just like updating
normal.
Stuff.
The phase of like, I'm going to find the photo. Oh, yeah, sure. And then you're like,
what's your background?
You leave it there. Mine's my family. It's from last Christmas. But
that
I was thinking,
very cute.
I need to get, I need
which,
to
which one?
I need
which
to
family?
Yeah. This is,
this is Cheryl,
oh, shit,
but she's in,
phone.
Yeah,
I need to get
but they're in New South Wales.
So. No, this is, the Christmas snap of Bodie, Amy, and I. Mm-hmm. But I remember it clearly. So, George, what about you with Han? You've got your cat.
I've got my cat at the moment. Just a real close-up photo of him. Looks like a lion.
Oh, it's a bit that's scary.
It's very cute. It's very cute. Why not, Hannah?
I've had her many times, but don't know. Yeah, well, maybe I should. It's just nice to open up and see your cat there.
Oh, she's got open screen. Cat's got lock screen. What have you got, Jess?
I've got my grandparents that you can't...
She's got about 10,000 notifications.
So yeah, a lot of notifications.
But I used to be against photos on my phone.
What do you put? Really? What do you mean?
I just used to like having a blank thing or like one of the wallpapers from iPhone.
Do you think are you a negative person, Jess?
This won't do well on Rory's.
You heard of the cheerleader effect?
We know which cheerleader you'd be. What are you...
I force myself to be a positive person, but I see the negative instantly, I think.
You're a positive person who goes negative first.
I think negatively, but then I turn myself around.
What's the opposite of an optimist?
Pessimist.
Are you a pessimist?
No, certain areas in my life, I feel like I pick holes at things, mm-hmm. but then generally in my everyday life outside of work, I feel like I'm positive.
Okay.
I think you're pretty optimistic.
I haven't felt like
good vibe.
Negative.
Positive vibe.
Thank you. I feel like every time I come on the show, it's just, you know, where does Jess fit? What is Jess?
We're just getting positive. Is this not good?
No, this is great. Do you think I'm negative, Josh?
Well, you did say to me that you tend to poke holes.
I also think, though, I was trained that way. Because by my degree or line of work, because you have to foresee the flaws or the issues that could happen.
I get that.
And so you have to plan for it and mitigate. I feel like that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Like it's but now that it's being prefaced, I'm waiting for, like, I'm a bit fucking, I've got a rebuttal for everything. Do you feel that's the case? Yeah.
Yes.
But that I know that about you.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Don't tell me what you know.
And do you think you can drop
can
the
you be
rebuttal?
A bit more positive? Can you be positive? No, is this question to me, TJ?
I guess, okay, so yeah, I'm just trying to work out the benefit of having a rebuttal to everything. And I can probably see the benefit in that you're trying to give context as to why you've done something previously or why you did it like that.
Well, no, I don't think I'm defensive. I think that
I didn't say that.
But I think sometimes I'll be like, oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I would think the exact same if I didn't have the full information. No, any feedback on how I operate? Any you know, I've just given you a pen.
Yes, thank you for that. That's like, what is that syndrome called where you're giving me something so that like later on you can be like,
oh, yeah, sure.
Bit of leverage.
Yeah, leverage.
Leverage,
it's the weirdest.
JJ loves leverage. Yeah.
I mean, this has leverage written all over this pen.
No, I think you are always two steps ahead and I will catch you.
That's scary.
Great.
What does that mean? Well, like I do walk fast. That is very true.
I mean, how are you catching?
Yeah, how are you going to catch me?
I just feel like once I get up to speed on everything, I'll be... Right,
I'm not two steps ahead with my email though.
No, but I think you think things so far through and you think of every option or thing about, like, you know everything about a subject.
So I'm a know-it-all.
No, you think things through before you broach them to people as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you're two steps ahead.
I see what you mean. Cause then that could equal the rebuttal.
I like that. Actually,
is that, I've thought about this, so whatever you say to me, I've thought about it. That's exactly you. That is spot
That's
on.
You, yeah.
That was well said. What do you got?
I mean,
I don't think it's negative at all.
It's admirable. I wish I could.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I could be that way. And I feel like it's a learned
skill. I wish I could do all the things you do.
Is it painful for you, Josh? I could imagine when someone's telling you a story, you're like, I get it. I got it. I don't need to hear any more of this.
Nah, I reckon...
Like, I know the punchline.
I don't know. Do you think I do that?
So, sometimes. But it's like, and that's just pointing out the thinking so quick. It's like, you've already thought through all the steps of where this is going.
I think like Michael Bungay Stania, like with all the stuff around listening, I probably don't interrupt as much as I used to.
You do hold your tongue a little bit. Like you don't. You do listen through.
Yeah. Mm. Is holding your tongue nicer than biting your tongue?
You don't want to bite your tongue.
No. Yeah, that hurts.
Sort of hurts.
And you don't want to touch your tongue.
Ulcers. Yeah.
You don't want to actually physically COVID. Hold it.
Do you know, Jess, you were going to go to a tarot card reader in Bendigo?
Mm. Oh, really? Yeah. Is there a Bendigo peep that is well known that you...
She's pretty good. Yeah. I've been to her a few times.
There's always one. There's always one in a little town. It's like, you got to go to one.
Is it the brand of card that she uses? What makes her good?
It's more so just the things that she says. You're like, oh. Because obviously a lot of, like, I'm still skeptical about that stuff.
So fuck, she's fallen into my trap.
You said it. Fine.
Yeah,
it
you nailed fun. It. Yeah.
Thank you.
But just don't swallow your L's.
I do. That's no, you don't. I went to a speech pathologist. Now I can't speak because of
speech,
this.
Speech
pathologist. Yeah. When I was little.
Really?
Yeah.
For swallowing your L's?
L's. I just couldn't speak.
Really?
I couldn't say B's.
So what would you say?
Like if it was bird, it would be dird.
Oh. Cute.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was young, but still like. It was just before school, I think.
It's still very young. Yeah. I mean,
it's very cute.
I use Bodhi's mispronounced words like back to him because I think they're just adorable, but it's probably not the way to go. Probably have to tell him the real way.
And so this tarot card reader. Mm.
She just knows things or says things that you're like, oh, my God, that has happened, or if it does happen.
Is it because it's a small town?
No.
Knows everyone.
Yeah. I didn't know her.
You've been before.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example that's not too personal?
She said that I would go into, and I know we're not going into business together, but she said that I would go into business with two guys.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But she said one
Hamish
guy.
And Andy weren't interested.
I like this one. do you write them down somewhere?
What? I did.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What do you think? This is always
happening. There's also some really, there's some stuff as well.
You can use your mic the whole time.
How much do we pay her? How much do we pay that lady? So is this recent, Jess? Or is this?
No, so I went, so she said that I would leave that job. Uh-huh. So that's one thing that came true.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon you sort of just got it in the back of your mind so you're leaning towards these things?
Yeah,
so like,
I think so.
Of course, you want.
How much did you pay?
It's $100 a session.
Okay, $100. Let's just get through it.
Hang on, you guys chat for a second.
Into the mic.
Sorry, you guys chat for a second and I'll find one. Thank
you. I went to.
How's your day been?
Mason, we're talking over here, mate. Fucking seriously.
How's your day been?
Yeah, good, mate. Off to a good start. Got up at 5:15, did some work, punched out a few.
Got a few
emails.
Asana notifications.
Yeah, got some Asana stuff going. You still set your Asana notifications?
Yeah,
because I actually didn't tag you in anything.
I got when something that I'm in gets moved, I get notified.
Oh, you've got the finger on the pulse.
Yeah, you got to.
So you're
two
just,
steps
you're
ahead.
Just like, where is he? Let me look at his inbox. Fuck, I don't have access
to it. I feel like Georgie Boy wants to push back on the two steps ahead stuff.
No, I completely agree. I think we are two steps ahead.
Okay. Sorry, and one more thing about you, Josh.
Yes. Is this about my stories?
No, I enjoy your stories.
Thank you.
Just so everyone's aware, he talks quite a lot in depth about in a story.
Yeah, don't start me.
You can easily dissect people, I think, and or like if you can dissect their actions and then tell
create
them why.
A narrative.
Yeah, we'll tell them why they're feeling that way or why they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Did you say you're more like Michael Bungay Stania? That sounds like a monster.
Tarot card. I could get into the tarot card game.
You could. Full of shit.
No, this is legit though. So go on. What did the tarot card reader say?
Safe space.
Is it though?
As long as you use the mic.
Yeah.
So one teaches me how to communicate and the other I have more fun with.
Oh, this is real. She sounds like a real asshole.
Are they two different locations?
So she's saying that with this business.
This would be a great snippet. So you went to a tarot card reader, and she said to you that you could go into business with two guys, which you're now at big media company run by two guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was going to be my friend who I'm catching up with tonight because we're always bouncing ideas off each other.
Mm-hmm.
A guy, just a guy though.
So he would need to find a business partner that's a guy for
in
it
the
to
next
work.
Week.
Yeah. I mean, but that all that stuff is. Ambiguous, I suppose. It's kind of just like I see these two people, so it might be. So me saying I'm going to go into business with you guys is generalizing, I suppose, a little bit.
Yeah. But then she's gone into some finer details. One's the fun guy and one is comms guy.
helps me communicate. Yeah. And I also find it funny because now we're on a podcast. Well, I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I've always thought I can't communicate well.
You guys are on a podcast. I'm on a podcast and this is my podcast.
So guys, we've got another announcement happening this Wednesday.
So, okay. So that's, I mean, there's two things.
Yeah.
What else, what other dots is she connecting?
There's a few family things, which I'll tell you about after the show.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And my love life, which hasn't come true.
Well, do you want to put it out there?
Yeah, has it got something to do with DMs?
Because the power of a podcast is more than a tarot card reader.
So this is, what do you want? Okay, so
just tell us what you want and we'll make it happen. Give us the, we can ship it from WA.
Where he needs to have tattoos.
He needs tattoos. This is funny joke.
He needs tats.
He needs tats. Right.
He needs tats.
Maybe we'll have to.
Sleeve? What sort of vibe?
Like more like grungy. Like Hayden Dib's vibe.
Got tats.
She's true. She knew Hayden Dib before us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not selecting people at this point. We're just getting
if it
a
hasn't
sense,
come
George.
True,
we're
she's known Hayden George. For years.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
So George does not know how to play cool.
Okay, so
Hayden.
So bring out option one, male through the door.
Yeah, so keep going. So tattoos, grungy,
Think along the lines of, you remember yesterday's conversation when Tommy threw me under the bus there?
Oh yeah, sure. That was what's his name from Big Brother, Drew from Big Brother.
I told Tully that Jess liked her ex-boyfriend.
Sort of a pretty guy with tattoos,
and they have to have a beard.
Okay.
Like a bit of stubble. They can't be clean cut. Essentially, not someone in a suit. I'm sorry to anyone who
anti suit.
So like a Blink. What about Travis from Blink 182?
No, he's pathetic. He's rich but pathetic.
He actually was in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
He can't fly anymore.
Quite sad.
He won't fly outside the States, isn't that right?
He's one of the best drummers in the world.
Wow.
I love his drumming.
However,
but in terms of like, I don't think that...
How many other drummers do you know?
What about twins?
Which ones are they? The twins.
Good Charlotte.
The Fallout Boys.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. Do you want to know what my ideal guy is?
Okay. Yeah, well, why don't we start there?
Well, yeah. Charlie Hunnam, who we were talking about the other day, and like Johnny Depp... kind of vibe.
I actually feel bad for Johnny Depp. It seems like he got a bad... Remember, we thought that he was a real abusive fuck.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of court stuff that's happening at the moment. Maybe that was...
Case. Going the other way.
Defamation case.
So, Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp, or...
Yeah.
Do you want a pirate?
I don't know if I necessarily like the eyeliner.
Do you like birds? Like parrots?
Oh, right.
Mate, she doesn't want to be a pirate. Okay, right. She likes
you don't like
Depp.
Parrot.
Okay. As a person.
Yeah, the person, not the pirate
not
vibe.
Not the pirate vibe.
Yeah.
Sleeve.
Okay. Yeah. And so, interesting. So, any sort of...
Like a Brooklyn Beckham or a...
Yeah, he's all right. Like,
what about...
he's a bit pretty.
And so, say if said bearded, sleeved bloke drops into our DM, the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah.
Are you up for dating? You up for...
I think we need more details on their personality.
Yeah.
No, I think that's fine. For the moment.
No, I want some personality.
Steve's found
stuff.
Grace by saying he wanted a blonde. So weird things have happened.
I don't know if that was the... Yeah, I don't know if that was the reason. Because
no, but what
the
I'm
joke
saying
is
what
that
I'm
Grace,
saying
Grace
is
brunette.
Grace.
I've never said brunette more in my life.
I know.
Is Grace,
you really doubled down.
Is brunette a thing? It feels a bit sleazy. Yeah. Brunette.
Grace is an absolute gem. And what I'm saying is don't worry too much about it.
Could be a cheerleader because the cheerleaders are blonde and brunette.
And so what are you up for just sort of dating? Because that is the thing, Josh. You haven't dated in a long time, nor have I. But some people are like, I don't want to date. I'm not there. Like, I don't want to. Sevs didn't do it for 19 years. Mm. Didn't want to date or hadn't gone there. So you got to be open.
But I think let's just lead with personality because tats, we can get tats.
But are you open to date? Are you open to date, Jess?
Yeah, I'll go on a date. Yeah,
and so the personality-wise, what do you want?
I think. Well, I'm not sure. I need intellectual conversation.
Right. Do you like
And I
masculine
need they need to be funny.
Like, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to be manly.
So potentially, like a trade. You want them like a
trades are
sparky.
Yeah, Sparky, Chippy.
Chippy. So you want the whole house.
And if they could have an Irish accent, that would be
an
great.
An Irish accent. So what about the guy from P.S. I Love You?
Who's Who's he?
Yeah, he's great.
Oh,
Gerard Butler.
Gerard.
He is great.
Is that who you're talking about?
I'm guessing so.
Gerard Butler.
He was
great
in that film.
Yeah. Yeah. You only watch two movies a year, so we don't know.
Doesn't have tats. Doesn't have
White
tats.
House Down's a great movie.
I reckon he would have tats, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, he might.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't have to be
like... Oh, he did that movie Bounty Hunter.
What sort of tats, like, could they be, if anything? I guess, like, tats of ex-girlfriend's not ideal.
Yeah, no. No, that because that's quite personal, so I feel like I'll leave that up to them.
And in terms of track record, because you're talking about the ideal guy, but then you can be with people that aren't your ideal person. With the past partners you've had, that guy or the opposite or nowhere near?
Two of them were, and then there was just a couple of randoms in there in between. It didn't really
fit the
mold.
Pathetic blokes.
Do you reckon you end up with your type though? Like,
no, that's what I'm trying to work out, because it's like you can say you like, you know, someone with blonde hair, you know, sporty. Then you find somebody who's catchworm, couch potato, couchworm,
couchworm,
special breed. But I don't know. You just like if you love somebody for who they are, regardless of look or whatever personality, like you just love them, and so it can go beyond that. That's why Mason, you know, he's made a lot of.
How's it all going, by the way?
It's great. I'm loving it.
What's happening? I'm loving it.
But I'm loving it. Powered by Maccas, the whole segment.
Forced to say
loving
it.
And how's Grace going? So Grace will be living at your place for the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, in lockdown.
Yeah, fuck. I thought about that. She can't even get home if she wanted to, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, she can't get home.
Any tears last night with the lockdown?
It's a little bit stressful. I mean, she had one of her best mates come over yesterday and, just not being able to see her or go over for dinner or have drinks or whatever, that's slightly
It is full annoying. On, dude. Mm-hmm. It is full on. Like, you can't disregard.
No olive bread.
They're not
no olive well. Bread, no.
When you're not in your, you know, home.
Oh, yeah.
It's all your close mates. It's a tough one. So, look after it.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do?
For what?
Like, what are the bits and pieces being back in ISO? What are, like, Bree
no
and I ordered ice cream last
night. George, you have to walk to work every day.
Yeah, I'm going to get a mask too.
Are you? Yeah, cool.
I think we might have some at home, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know.
Can I tell a quick COVID story before we
go?
Yeah, sure.
This will be the most unbelievable story you've heard.
As long as Josh can tell an Uber Eats story.
And is it your story?
No. It happened at
a friend of a friend.
Hannah's workplace, which is an aged care home.
Okay.
I won't say which one.
Yeah.
So yesterday, a guy came in, a religious guy, who, you know, was doing this like... I don't know what they call it, like a pastor or something like that. He was had his own religion. He was trying to cure everyone or whatever.
He had his own religion.
Oh, no, I don't know. He was.
You just got confused. So he was just a religious guy.
He was a religious
could have been Catholic for all we know.
He's a religious guy.
Yeah.
He came in to the aged care home. He went into someone's room who was isolating because there was a scare that she had COVID. So she had to, you know, these are old people, right? Gave her a sip of this like spoon with some water on it.
Oh my god.
So, you know, did that, got up in her face, have a sip of this. Then he went around to all the other oldies with the same spoon and was basically saying, here, have some of this, have some of this.
Oh.
So they're all touching their lips on this spoon,
oh no,
moving it around the aged care home.
This is huge.
That's like jail time.
Criminal. Have they not locked that down?
Oh, they got rid of him, but I don't know how he got in there.
That's a fucked up story. Did you ask Hannah if you could tell that story?
Yeah, I did.
No one asked him to come.
I think he just basically came in and said, I'm here to
cure everyone
or whatever.
Okay, yeah, sure, come through room one first.
Something,
that's outrageous.
Something happened where he shouldn't have been in there.
No.
Yeah. I think these kind of people can get through based on you just think it's like...
Yeah, you just think it's like someone who's...
Pastors might come in to do something with somebody, just chat to them. That's fucked up.
You see these systems like the other day... Before it hit the media, not to brag, but I heard about the security guard fucking one of the COVID people before it came out. And my mate said, like, fucking don't say anything. I'm glad someone else. Like, I was like fucking itching. Dude. I'm like, this is outrageous.
Where did they hear from? Do you know? Like, who's that?
Yeah, they were like high up at a hotel or whatever. Fucked up stuff.
Oh, dude. I mean, all it takes is one and then you paint the picture
it's
of
not good.
COVID and someone sleeping like a security guard. Like... It's a weird... I sort of went over that in my mind a bunch and I was like, why is it so sort of explosive in your mind? Because you think about the lockdown, security, and then you're trying to role play the situation of a security guard.
Yeah.
How do they even start conversing to the point where they're like, let's have this?
And then, well, because there's so many people together, there's the cheerleader effect.
Jesus Christ. That's full on, dude.
Yeah. It's not good.
And so, surely there's an investigation into that.
I think they, yeah, I think they either called the police or the, you know, something happened. Somehow it slipped through.
There's cameras crazy. And there's...
So, it's like, if that old lady ends up having COVID, they're all dead.
Yeah.
That was a good story, Jess.
What a way to go. But fuck,
great way to finish. And if you're looking to date, Jess is looking for a bearded, tattered builder.
He's funny and has an Irish accent.
Yeah.
I'm kidding everyone. I'm not that.
No.
No, I get it. Like that's why I want to go. No, because that was the criticism when we we asked Sevs.
Yeah.
It's the trap that I feel like everyone always ends up regretting is you go too hard on the type.
Yeah.
And then there's all this explaining to do.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Absolutely. It's it is the trap question, what's your type? But
do you have a type?
Yeah. Her name's Amy.
I've learnt, baby.
But no, yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you wanted to add, Jess?
Rich.
Yeah, if they could have a little... No, I'm kidding.
Well, it's off the table dating for 6 weeks, but I'd love to get you on a Zoom date. Would you be open to that?
I'm just not very good at like...
Were you looking at your watch? What are you looking at?
Yeah,
I just keep getting messages.
Checking
the
calendar.
Who from? DMs.
Sorry, Grumps, it wasn't even a message. It was a time to stand.
Time to stand. I get it.
No, you don't think you're good at what?
Opening up to people the first time I meet them. So I'm probably really bad at dates. Like I'm more of a surprise and delight. Like I come,
surprise
come
and out.
That's right. A kinder surprise.
I come out. I do. I'm like
it's a real kinder surprise. No, that's great.
Like you've got to crack the shell before you get the true me.
Well, maybe that's you could great. Start with some Josh Jansen's dating questions.
Dating questions. 100 questions.
Yeah.
Or you could Josh
finish those off.
You could jump into my DMs.
Uh-huh. Just see what's there.
As in that you could be in mine. Yeah. And you could help me through your DMs.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely... But the thing is that... what's funny, Sam?
You would definitely be the guy to do that. Just like you're the one just replying to everyone.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like there is something a bit fucked up with just like all these guys thinking that
it's just
super
it's you.
Charismatic from the get-go. No. But it's me,
Jess,
right?
You're great. You be you.
But she's not great at the front, as she said. Like she needs a few questions.
I'm all right on text, but then it's
the... It's the talking. Yeah. What do you think the talking... What is it about the talking?
I don't know. I just feel like you just need to crack the shell and you need to open me up.
Can we just get rid of the shell? How do we crack the shell before?
The guy sometimes has to crack the shell.
I reckon that's great.
The other person...
I think that's intriguing, isn't it?
I feel like I overcompensate, though, when they're not... talking or they're not interested or whatever it is.
They're thinking about their next tattoo. That's why, isn't it?
So, or their next date or, yeah.
And so, no, this is interesting. Yeah, I wonder how much of that is. So, you feel like you shut off when they're not listening?
Well, you know that I'm not the most open with my personal life in terms of my Instagram's private, like... You know, we've had
you've got security guards
conversations that I don't want to enter into.
And I get that. So if you imagine it's like the Instagram account is the shell, and then inside the shell is photos of you dressed up as a hot dog, which is your Instagram,
and that's the true me.
So why don't we just lead? So why don't we lead with the
make
hot
it
dog?
Your DP?
I'm like stuck here.
No, do you think? Yeah, do you think there is something in maybe trying to lead with the hot dog rather than trying to, knock down that shell? Yeah, is that what it is? Are you trying to be cool?
Maybe. Trying to be normal. It's probably what
fuck being normal. What do you think? So, TJ, guys, you're normal. What do you think?
So, I thought it could have been a metaphor, the whole hot dog thing, but here is Jess dressed as a hot dog.
No, definitely.
That's access to her private account.
I have so many.
It's the thing. Just do it. Get dating.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you get through it.
Yeah, we can put a few questions.
Yeah.
And so,
use the questions. Do a Zoom date. It'd be great.
Okay. But maybe you guys could intro me. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a free question to get started. Okay. So I think that you need to do stuff that's specific to the type of guy you want. Okay. So you had to get a tattoo right now, what would you get? Mm. Okay, yeah. There's that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Good
or,
one.
Or
favorite tool in the tool belt.
Hang on, but would you get a tattoo?
Oh, I don't have tools. You're out.
What
done.
About dress up question? What's the funniest?
Yeah, I don't want to go find done. Someone in a dress up shop.
Yeah, that's a bit quirky, isn't it?
Okay, well, and I'm sorry that you need to go, Tommy, don't
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
When's your walk, by the way, John?
I'm now doing
a talk.
What's it called?
A talk walk.
A talk walk, yeah. I'm just on the phone instead. Go on, Jess.
I was going to say that I did some woodworking last year and I thought that would be a good opportunity to find someone, but no.
So you went to like a TAFE or something? And
yeah, it was a course.
That's
did you
cool.
see that photo I sent you the other night of my TV, what it yeah. was sitting on? I made that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a TV unit?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. And so,
and I just,
who did you learn? Who'd you meet?
I did it for myself. I did it because I wanted to do woodworking, not to meet someone, just so everyone is clear on that. But I met my instructor. I don't know. He's a tutor and he's an amazing woodworker.
But
and he's old.
He's actually older.
Yeah, exactly.
Not.
And so was it one-on-one then?
No, there was a group of us.
Okay.
Yeah. So the two guys that own it, they started a co-working space for woodworking specifically, and they have all of this equipment there, and then they run courses.
That's cool.
And so
did you get to pick what to make?
Yeah. So everyone chooses and designs their own item. So some people made beds, others made, like I made a chest of drawers, someone else made just a workbench.
What would have been something you could have made that would have communicated that you were open for a relationship? Like, I wonder if there's something. So, like, a bed is obviously a very sort of presumptuous.
Bed.
Yeah, sturdy beds.
A real door and just have it open.
Or, yeah, maybe it's maybe you could have done a collab. You could have worked with someone else on. Yeah.
If there's no one there, there's no one there.
Yeah.
Because they're all people that are amateurs.
Yeah.
That don't know what they're doing.
That's a problem.
You want a pro.
You need the pro.
Yeah.
And my tutor was very design focused, and he's been in the industry for so long. Like, he also has a partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. No, that's tricky. Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. All right. Maybe you can get
it's some fun, though. It's a. I reckon it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different options.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if your business is going under, sorry about that. Because that's shit house.
What do you mean? Oh, as in for people.
COVID. Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying it's a fun time.
It's a fun time for jazz.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, other people out there, not so fun.
Yeah, so if you get COVID and die, that's really bad too, isn't it? Fucking, if you kissed a spoon from a...
A lot of highs and lows in this episode.
Yeah.
Sorry about that story.
No, that's all good. All right, it's a daily talk show. Stay safe.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye.